Now, did you do anything to this priest?
Well, I sure let him down that day.
All right, very good. This made him feel foolish?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did he look confused?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what'd you do there?
I was noticing something else there, too.
What?
Well, he expected... This has happened a lot in my life. He expected me to be smarter than I was. I didn't come through. You know? Mm-hmm. I get an incident like that on you.
Yeah.
55.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And your brightness failed to appear, is that
right? Yeah. It sure did, man.
All right. Very good.
That's right. It let me down, boy. It didn't appear.
All right. Very good. And who's been in the dark about this?
You.
All right.
It's failing to appear here, too. You know, my brightness.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Then what's the mist withhold?
I ain't as bright as people think I am. It's actually the mist withhold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Well, what, is that the thing that everybody misses on you?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mother and all.
Everybody misses.
Yeah.
One and all.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to this incident in the cornfield.
Okay.
Is that a piece of it? Is that part of the same picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, how is it part of the same picture?
Well, my brightness didn't appear there because if it had, if I would have known that Mother, this was not one of Mother's acceptabilities. She just, sex was something she just couldn't confront.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, is there any earlier incident when somebody should have known this?
No. Not that I remember.
All right. I don't get anything clicking on the meter.
Oh, right? Good.
All right. Now, there seems to be a whole chain of incidents here.
Yeah.
Something on this order.
Yeah, there is.
Describe the circumstance to me here. Just what we've been finding out and plumbing into here and so forth.
Well, what I've got straight is that any darn fool can learn anything that they have, you know, that's easy to learn.
Yeah.
But if it's hard, I'm not bright. I can't learn anything hard.
All right. Good. Click, click. There it is.
Yeah. Sure, I mean, Scientology auditing is hard.
All right.
Like, I can sit down and get a preacher to talk to me, but I can't do a heck of a lot with Class 3 stuff.
All right.
You know?
Click, click.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does this all add up?
It adds up to, I am not acceptable to people as soon as they find out I'm not bright. That's how it adds up.
Now, what proved this to you when you were 4 or 6 or something like that?
Well, because Mother told me I was not acceptable to her.
When did she say that?
When I was 4.
Mm-hmm. What did you do? What had you done?
You mean because she said that?
Mm.
Well, I had communicated to her about an experience.
A questo punto, nella registrazione originale, c'è un'interruzione. Ora riprendiamo la seduta come da registrazione originale.
Is there another sexual incident when you're there? Bing, bang, what's that?
Well, I've always had a horror that one day I was going to get something unoccluded and find that my father had sexually.
All right.
But I have no recall on it.
All right, very good. We got the same tick-tick on your father here a while ago.
Mm.
What is this? Something happened with your father?
Mm-hmm.
Was there some sexual incident with your father?
No, except that he was capable of it.
Bing, bang. Is there a sexual incident with your father? Well, at any time.
No, the only thing that I have on my father is that one time when I was taking a bath, I didn't pull the curtains and he watched me through the window when I was naked.
All right,
that's
when was that?
It. Oh, I was 18, 17 or 18 by then.
All right, good.
And then, of course, the other thing I have is I've always been afraid of my father was going to sexually molest me. Ever since I was a child.
Taught what?
Huh?
Ever since you were what?
A child.
Yeah. You always were afraid of it.
Yeah.
Well, who told you this?
Oh, Mother told me.
What did she tell you?
Well, she told me that he wasn't safe to be around. Girls weren't safe to be around him.
Oh, I see. And who didn't find out about her telling you?
Dad.
All right. Who else didn't find out about it? Anybody else?
I doubt it. She used to scream this one to the house tops whenever she was...
And what did she used to scream to the high house top?
That he was a monster and a beast and all this type of thing.
Is that so?
Hmm.
All right.
My mother never did.
All right. Did anything of this character ever happen?
With Daddy, maybe? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, not that I know of. I've heard of incidences where he did. My mother. Actually, I'm sure it was true, but I didn't know
what
about
was
it
true?
Later. Well, that he had molested my aunt when she was 9.
All right.
But this was way before my time.
Hmm.
And I didn't find out about that till I was 16.
All right. Is any of this an overt against your father?
Well, now it is, because I have a better understanding of what's going on with him. Let's see, was it at the time? It seems like it was. Some feel there, but not any.
All right. Well, what's this 4-year-old incident we're looking for?
Hmm.
Tick, tick. What is it? Tick, tick. What is it? Oh, there it is.
Yeah, well, this one's been plaguing me ever since 50, and I don't know what it is.
Oh, you've had something plaguing you since 50?
Yeah, this turns up quite often.
What?
Just that there, I get 4 and 6 mixed up.
Is that the only thing about it that plagues you?
No, just I feel like something did happen, but I don't know what it is.
All right. All right. Very good. All right. Now, just think about this for a moment. What happened to you when you were 4? That's it.
Well, what I thought of is I moved from North Dakota to Park City, but that happened to me, but that doesn't seem very...
All right, what did you do? What did you do when you were 4? That's it. Tickety-tick.
Well, now I have a stuck picture of the granary, and I'm sitting in the granary.
Granary?
But I don't know what I did.
What granary?
This, I think, is in Park City, I think.
All right. Well, who hasn't found out about it?
Most auditors.
All right. Who else hasn't found out about it?
Well, Mother did. I don't think Mother found out about it.
All right. Who else hasn't found out about this 4-year-old incident?
Well, I haven't found out about it.
All right. Very good. How long haven't you found out?
Sheesh, ever since 1950 when I got dredged up somehow in Ingram money.
1950.
Mm.
Very good. Now, who missed that withhold in 1950?
Mildred.
Hmm?
Mildred, one of my first auditors.
All right. And what did she miss? Tick, tick.
Huh. Just missed that I feel there is something there and I don't know what it is.
All right. Did you tell her there was something there?
Well, it was more like she was making, you know, having me go earlier and earlier, and I would, I bumped into it.
And what did you bump into?
Just more of a impression that something happened.
What's the impression? What do you mean, impression?
Well, I get this, just a picture flashes then on this granary. I was sitting in the granary, and I'm sure I had something that I had stolen, but I don't know what it is. And I'm sure it was something that belonged to the neighbor gal. And I'm sure I was hiding.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I can get on it.
All right. Is that what you bumped into when you were in 1950?
The impression. It didn't really...
Oh, you know more about it now than you did in 50.
Mm.
All right, has this sort of haunted you, this little 4-year-old period
here?
All right, well, who's missed it as a withhold?
Well, Mildred missed it.
Who else?
Paul.
Good, who else?
Actually, Donna is the one that dredged it up. I got more on it with her than in any other auditor.
No, people have been looking for this.
Yeah.
I see, good. And who's missed it?
Juanita.
Good. Who else has missed it?
Just looking at the 55 auditors, Hazel Clark.
All right. Good. Who else has missed it?
Actually did miss it here on the course.
All right. Good.
Just poking around that area.
All right. Who else has missed it?
That's about all. The one I'm looking at here is just along the, all these auditors poking around, trying to uncover this one, and never being able to get it.
Did you think there was anything there originally?
Not really.
You didn't think there was anything there originally?
Yeah, it's just that there should be something when I should have a time track when I'm 4 years old, shouldn't I?
I see, all right. Why, is it because the time track is missing there?
That's partially it. The other one is that I've got the confusion there. I've always had the six-year-old picture. Mm-hmm. And always got it confused. It's 4 at 6, it's 4 at 6.
Mm-hmm. And is this what they usually take off on?
Mm.
And so forth. And you usually bring this up, is that right?
Mm.
Now, how do you always bring this up?
Because they ask me questions, and I never know what to do with it. I mean, how am I supposed to answer up to something I don't remember?
All right, but how come this turns up in the first place?
Because my attention just goes that way. I go boom on this picture, and then I go 4 or 6. There must have been something happening at 4.
Mm-hmm.
Are you figuring on it?
Mm-hmm. Well, who basically is missing this whiff-up?
Well, I am, basically.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Is there anything there that's withheld?
Just...
Did anything happen when you were 4?
I don't know. You see, there must have been something happened, but I don't
know.
Well,
good. Well, why do you want auditors to look there?
I don't particularly.
Look at here. We're going over this ground. How come we're sitting there?
Yeah.
That's fascinating, isn't it? Now, is there something on either side of this that you want an auditor to avoid? I'm not asking you a dirty question, but is there something there that you want an avoidance on? Is there something here you're trying to avoid? Is there something here you're trying to get auditors to avoid?
No.
Nope, that's right. This is clean. See, I've got to ask these questions straight up. All right, did anything happen when you were 4? I don't find anything on the meter.
Well, it's fine with me.
Well, who insisted there was something at 4? I just asked you if there was something at 4. I haven't insisted there's anything there. But who amongst your auditors insisted there was something there? There's something right there.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure that they insisted, just like it came up and they would poke.
Did what?
They poke on in that area to see if they could open up the track.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think they insisted on it, however. Like I would do the same thing I did tonight. It's 6 is 4, 6 is 4.
Well, what did you do? Cut your throat on the subject of sex when you were about 6? By telling on your brother? Is there some regret involved in this?
Well, sure.
Yeah, what's the regret?
Well, actually, the most regret I have on this is mother. Because, I mean, I didn't cut my brother's throat on this one. I mean, mother beat him up, but then that isn't particularly disastrous. You know?
Well, what's disastrous there?
That my mother had had her ideas of a way a little girl should behave shook.
Hmm.
I didn't intend that.
Hmm. Do something to your mother?
Well, sure. I indulged in sex play that was totally something she didn't want me to do. You know, she's got something like, you're ruined if you do. You know?
Hmm.
Because I have too.
Hmm.
Yeah. And like I didn't ever intend for her to Get this one shook up?
Get what?
Get this idea of her shook up?
Mm-hmm. Well, did she talk to you about the commercial value of all this?
That was later.
Oh, yeah. But at that time, there was something about this.
Yeah, I didn't actually know she was sitting that strongly on.
I see. All right. Now, let's skip what you don't know. Let's take a look at what you know in that period. Now, what do you know in that period?
What period?
Anytime, 4 or 6, somewhere around in that lifetime area, in that life area.
Well, I know that incident.
All right.
I know the incident when I was 4 when I hit that little girl. I was 4 then.
When you were 4, you were what?
I hit that little girl. I know about that.
You know about that? Yeah. All right. Is that an overt?
Well, sure.
All right. How long have you known about that?
Well, I've always known that one.
All right. Good. And what other incident do you know in 4 or 6 period?
Oh, wait a minute. I know why auditors would go off on this one. It's because I still have that one there that is the divided thing where I was sitting in the hall. I can't account for that.
What hall?
Yeah, it's the side porch.
Now, what about the side porch? I mean, what about this picture? You mean you've got a picture there and auditors keep hitting it?
Yeah, well, it just automatically comes up when I think about that 6 incident.
I mean, it's at 4, you get a picture of the side porch.
Yeah. And so,
6 and 4.
Mm.
Is it this lifetime?
Hmm?
Is the picture anything to do with this lifetime?
I can't be sure about that.
Mm-hmm. So you got a picture?
Hmm.
Interesting. How many other pictures you got? Bang.
Well, I bumped into that one where I saw that man sitting in the rocking chair. It was a monster.
Hmm?
I saw this monster sitting in the rocking chair. But this actually is an actual... I don't know whether I slapped a picture over it or there was actually a man sitting there, but he was there and I called my sister and she came out and he wasn't. He disappeared out of the chair.
Yeah.
I got that picture.
All right. All right. Okay. All right. Now, what don't we know about this period? What is unknown about this period?
Well, everything, my whole chronological events of my life in that period is unknown to me.
All right. Very good. And who's been missing all these?
Oh, well, all the auditors missed that.
Well, good. What's the withholds in this area? What are the real withholds in this area?
Well, my life is a withhold, Eric. What did I do? What was I like, you know?
All right. And who's been missing it?
Mostly me.
All right. Yeah. Very good. Very good. And, any other data you'd like to tell me about concerning that right now? All right, we got a little halt, little click. What's that? What are you going over? Bing? Bing? What are you going over there?
Mostly I'm coming to present time and noticing it was getting late. So.
All right, good. Is that what you're noticing?
Mm.
All right, very good. Now, what about sleeping with a man to trap him?
Jimmy's the only one I... Or Jimmy and Charlie?
Hmm?
Yeah, Jimmy and Charlie. No, this isn't true. I had some promiscuity. I had some promiscuity period in between Jimmy and Charlie that I wasn't intending to entrap.
All right. Very good. All right. Just let me ask you that question now.
Okay.
All right. Let's find out what the reaction we get on this.
Hmm.
All right. What about sleeping with a man to trap him? Seems peculiarly uncharged, though.
Mm-hmm. Just feels uncharged.
Will you suddenly feel better about it?
Yeah.
Did you feel worse about it than you do feel?
Well, I did during the break. Felt worse than I did. I feel all right about it now.
Mm-hmm. Do you think anything has occurred here? Then?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I feel more, less friendly. frantic about the whole thing and notice a lot of connections between my present behavior and past stuff. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's what's going on with me at this chronic PTP is just the story of my life.
All right, honey.
Yeah.
All right. Nothing too new in this, then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, honey. Now, we got a no on this what question.
Okay.
And, so, if it's all right with you, I'd like to end that prep checking and bring us down the line. Okay?
All right.
Okay. Anything care to say or ask before I end that prep checking?
No.
All right. Here we go. Okay, let's walk into these end rudiments, huh?
Okay.
All right. Have you told me any half-truths? Have you told me any half-truths? Untruths? Come up to present time.
Mm, okay.
All right. See if we get this thing a little bit better.
Mm.
Have you told me any half-truths? Thank you. Untruths. All right. Said something only to impress me. Oh, what have you said only to impress me?
Well, I always get the impression when I'm sitting here talking that I'm impressing.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You doing it on purpose?
No.
All right. Have you done it on purpose just for me?
No.
All right. Have you said something only to impress me?
No.
All right. You got anything particular?
Mm-mm.
All right. Let me clear that again.
Mm.
Have you said something only to impress me? That's all right. Have you tried to damage anyone in this session? Well, you sure stop on damage, don't you?
Yeah.
The damaged kid, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, listen to me. Have you tried to damage anyone in this session?
No.
That's so right. All right. Have you deliberately tried to influence the emir?
No.
All right. That's in this session.
Mm.
All right. In this session, have you deliberately tried to influence the emir?
No.
All right. The subject of E-meter seems a little rough with you here.
Yeah, it gets a lot of...
What's the matter?
Never can tell what the meter is reading on.
Yeah. Don't auditors tell you?
Well, yeah, they tell me, but they say, well, I have a Mr. Withholding, and I say no, and they say, well, it's clicking. And then it's unreal to me, that because I don't feel like I failed to tell an auditor something. Then I dig, and it does clean up.
Hmm. What do you answer him for?
What do you mean?
Just what do you answer him for?
Well, let's say I have a Mr. Withhold on you now.
I actually missed talking to the meter.
Is that what goes on?
Well, sure. And you say, they say I have a Mr. Withhold on you, you see, and you say no. And they say, oh, yes, you have, and so forth. What are you talking for? They're just rudiments.
Oh.
You don't have to say anything.
Well, then I feel like if I don't do that, then I end up with, if a read was to have you fail to answer a question or command.
All right. I mean, be caught three ways from the middle.
You trap it when you do it.
All right. Well, you go ahead and answer it or not as you please.
Okay.
All right. Have you failed to answer any question or command I've given you in this session? That's clean. Thank you. You see, you didn't get a chance to answer me, did you? All right. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? That's a tiny latent slowdown. Is there a little bit of something that...
Just,
That's
I'm
it.
Sure if I dredged, I probably could find a lot of things, but, like, you haven't missed anything.
All right, but in this session,
yeah.
what we have done, have I missed a withhold on you?
No.
All right, I got a little latent tick.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid if I take a look and I'm going to find something, then it's going to be
missed. Go ahead and take a look.
Okay.
I'm running this session. You relax.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. No?
All right. Let me check that again. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? I got a click. That's it. That's it, right there.
Well, just, see, this didn't turn up in this session.
Hmm?
It didn't turn up in this session, but it's here now.
What is it?
I don't understand.
All right. Well, all right.
Well, like I've got some discreditable habits that I don't particularly like to talk about.
Have I failed to find out about those?
Yeah.
All right. Good. All right. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? Well, it's just a latent tick now. Now, what did you think of on that latent tick?
Just wondering, well, are you going to... It's going to click again.
Click. There it is.
Yeah. Just wondering, is it going to click again?
Oh, no, it's latent. It's latent. I'm just being mean. I'm just cleaning it up hard, see? All right. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? Yeah. Tick. Tick.
Well, what you missed is I get just my I'm thinking thoughts and now it's a missed withhold and damn it, you know.
What is this?
Just well.
Are you sitting there trying to run the session? Trying to keep yourself from thinking things and thinking things.
Yeah, actually, I'm trying to not to dump all my case in your lap.
Well, thank you. Are you trying to keep me from missing a withhold?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
You're working much too hard, you know.
Yeah, I am.
That's my job just now.
Yeah, okay.
All right. But what I've asked for and what I've looked into, you've told me, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let me ask this question again. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? That's very latent, and we're just going to leave it that way.
Good.
All right, because I think that one came out from anxiety. Is it going to be clean?
Yeah, okay.
You sure have a hell of a time.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you're not used to an auditor like me. I just maul you around and say you're supposed to do this and that. All right, look around here and tell me if you can have anything. Click.
I can really have that picture. It reminds me of the outrigger picture, the one that's in the outrigger in Seattle.
All right. Good enough. Let me check this again. Look around here and tell me if you can have anything. Tiny slowdown. What else did you run into?
I was staring right into the face of the camera.
Oh, all right. It's not on that one.
Oh, good.
All right. Let me check it again.
Okay.
All right. Look around here and tell me if you can have anything.
That telephone.
That's my girl. That was quite late.
Yeah.
So we're just going to leave that one right there.
Good.
You might give me a can. Wait a second.
I've got him clutched off the heart.
That's all right. Let me make sure that you've got some heaviness here. Squeeze him. Man, who runs you with heaviness that far down? What's your ordinary heaviness run?
Point out something. You mean the process?
Yeah.
Point out something.
Yeah? Well, here we go. We're going to run a few commands to that.
You use my care. Just do it like this?
Just do it right like that.
Okay.
All right. Point out something.
Yeah.
Thank you. Point out something.
That lamp.
Thank you. Point out something.
That picture.
Thank you. Point out something.
That thing on the mantle.
Good. Point out something.
The camera.
Thank you. All right. Squeeze the cans just like you did before. Boy, that's certainly not much can squeeze. How are you holding those?
I'm clutching them.
All right. Give them a squeeze. All right. Point out something.
The telephone.
Good. Point out something.
Those curtains.
Good. Point out something.
The radiator.
Good. Point out something.
The televisions.
Good. Point out something.
That chair.
Good. Point out something.
That camera.
Good. Point out something.
That cabinet.
Good. All right. Squeeze the cans. Well, we're gaining tone arm on it anyhow. All right. Point out something.
Couch.
Good. Point out something.
That fireplace.
Good. Point out something.
The fire.
Good. Point out something.
The marble on the floor.
Good. Point out something.
That glass.
Good. Point out something.
The lights.
All right. Put your cans in your lap now. All right. Squeeze the cans. That's better. All right. Point out something.
That case.
Good. Point out something.
That chest.
Good. Point out something.
Those wires.
Good. Point out something.
The curtains.
All right. Sorry with you. I'll give you two more commands and end this process.
Fine.
Very good. Point out something.
You.
Good. Point out something.
The sign.
Good. All right. Is there anything you care to say before I end that process?
Just, I feel more here.
All right. Excellent. End of process.
Okay.
Now, have you made any part of your goals for this session, which was find the missed withhold?
Yeah. That one doesn't seem very real to me somehow. That
goal?
Yeah. It's just what's more real to me is that the chronic PTP is more handled.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, did we find something about this?
Yeah, did on that one.
All right. Then you say to get this PTP handled. Do you feel better about this
yeah,
PTP?
Yeah, I do.
All right, honey. Very good. All right, is there any gains you'd care to mention?
Well, just feel much more comfortable about you. That's a big gain.
All right, okay.
Yes.
All right, anything else?
There's another gain here, but I don't know how to put it. Yes, I do too know what it is. More willingness to communicate freely in front of a group. I didn't realize I'd be this comfortable about that.
Right.
I didn't have to nod ism either. I was sort of on the edge of awareness that they were there.
Well, I must say, you came through excellently well with that little warning.
Yeah.
That was a surprise.
I was totally when I came up.
All right. And then, is there anything that you would care to say or ask before I end this session?
I would like to tone arm action.
Your tone arm action is not quite back up to two now. It has been down to one. You've been varying between 1/5 and 2. You've been running a half a tone division.
I see.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Anything else?
No.
All right. Is there all right with you if I end this session? All right. Here it is. End of session. Okay, has the session ended, Boyle?
Yes.
Very good. Tell me I'm no longer auditing.
You're no longer auditing me.
All right.
Thanks again.
You're certainly welcome.